California power outages. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hitting parts of California where demand for electricity hit a record high on Tuesday as the heat wave continues to bake the state. PowerOutage.us reporting 70,000 customers are out, but more than half of those are in the Santa Clara County. That's south of San Francisco Bay. The excessive heat is forecast to continue in California for another 2 days. In Tuesday's primary election in Massachusetts, Republicans nominating Trump-endorsed candidate Jeff Deal for governor.
You know, this campaign has always been about you, the people of Massachusetts. I am tremendously humbled and honored to have received your support at the polls today.
In November, he'll face the Democrats' nominee, Attorney General Maura Healey.
As I'm traveling around the state, I see too many people are hurting. And these are the people who drive me and drive this campaign.
Incumbent Governor Charlie Baker had chosen not to seek re-election in Massachusetts. In Memphis, prosecutors have filed first-degree murder charges against the man who'd been arrested for Friday's abduction of a school teacher. Police confirming Tuesday the body found Monday evening near the abduction site is Eliza Fletcher. A suspect has a preliminary court hearing on Wednesday. Death row inmates in South Carolina have won a court fight.
A South Carolina push to reinstitute two older forms of execution is thwarted by a judge as unconstitutional. The state attempted to force inmates to pick between the electric chair or firing squad after its supply of lethal injection drugs expired in 2013. Pharmaceutical companies then refused to sell South Carolina a fresh supply. Four inmates later challenged the state's effort to give them a choice between death by electrocution or a hail of bullets. A judge sided with the inmates, saying either option ignores evolving standards of humanity. Tom Graham, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Some Republican lawmakers are claiming some government agencies are trying to block investigations into Hunter Biden's business dealings.
Republican Congressman James Comer is furious with the Treasury Department after it denied his request to review any suspicious activity reports it's collected on President Biden's son, Hunter.
This is another cover-up in the Biden administration to block Republican oversight and Republican investigations of Hunter Biden's shady business dealings.
The Treasury Department says Congress can see the reports under certain conditions, but Republicans, who are not in the majority, lack the power to force Treasury's compliance. The department also argues if those reports are released and then leaked, it could, quote, undermine potential or ongoing investigations or proceedings.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Students in Uvalde, Texas went back to school Tuesday for the first time since a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in a classroom attack. Students now attending classes in other buildings under state police guard. The first day of school has been canceled in Seattle Wednesday because of labor trouble.
Teachers in Seattle have overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike as contract talks continue. Seattle Education Association President Jennifer Matter announcing 95% of ballots returned by the union's membership favored going on strike. The issues here include pay, staffing ratios for special education and multilingual students, and student mental health support. School for the city's 49,000 students was supposed to start Wednesday, but the district has now canceled classes for at least that day. John Saucier, Fox News.
The Washington Post is reporting that Steve Bannon, a key associate of former President Trump, is expected to face new criminal charges, an indictment, and surrender to state prosecutors in New York State on Thursday. Wall Street on Tuesday, the Dow lost 173 points, NASDAQ dropped 86, the S&P 500 closing 16 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.